Do you have any update off the bat for us here in Jacksonville?
I do. We want to make sure that people aren't complacent, that they're, you know, they're watching the weather and seeing that there's a move to the west. I don't want anyone thinking that this is a non-event for us. This is a major event for Duval County, for Jacksonville. This, in the current modeling, this will be a much more widespread city event in terms of wind and rain, which has flood risk. And by the way, flooding is very dangerous. Moving water can kill you, flying debris, down trees. We just want people to continue to take this seriously, know where they're going to be by 8 o'clock tonight. And, you know, the term hunker down is real. Don't be outside in this mess as it comes through.
And that was a lot of what my questions had to deal with, which is I'm seeing people on Facebook now saying it's not really hitting us, it's moving west. But you're saying that's the worst mindset to have right now.
That's right. I mean, Matthew, we've said these are different storms. Matthew came up the coast and had major impact on our city, to be sure. It was primarily east part of the city with flooding and down trees and storm surge. This is a much, much larger scope event with real wind, serious wind and rain, a tropical storm / hurricane winds, and just very dangerous. So the message is don't be complacent. Take this seriously, and you can still get to a shelter.
What does the timing look like for Jacksonville? Is it still the same as what we heard yesterday, seeing effects as early as Sunday morning and, you know, the brunt of it really being Monday morning?
That's right. That's still the same model. You're also going to see weather today. You know, there's weather that's developing today and will be in through tomorrow. And I would also remind people, if they're thinking about becoming complacent, again, this is there's models that experts use and look at, and they give us a good idea. But things can change, as we saw how they've changed just over the last number of hours.
And what are the shelters looking like at this point? Are they being highly utilized yet, utilized at all? What are you seeing at the city level?
As of this morning, there was plenty of capacity in the shelters that we have open. So encouraging people to get out. Yesterday, I was out speaking to folks in manufactured and mobile homes, encouraging them to get to shelters. Please go. If you don't have transportation, JTA has evacuation buses running that can get you to a shelter. And if you need questions, anything, call 630-CITY and just take this storm seriously so we can get through this together as a community and to put it all back together and get back to our lives.
And when should people sort of switch gears from thinking they can evacuate to, I really just need to find a nearby shelter, I don't need to be out on the roads? Is there a time where people need to sort of switch gears in that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'd hope that people would have evacuated yesterday. Evacuation now is still possible if you want to leave the city. The issue is we have weather coming in now, so you'll be in some sloppy weather. So I want people in zones A and B out in mobile homes, manufactured homes. Again, we have shelter capacity, plenty of it. Please go to a shelter if you're in any one of those areas.
And any word on the homeless population? I saw some, you know, people out this morning on the streets. Is the city working to get them into shelters? Is this the nonprofits that are doing that work? How is that going?
Yeah, I mean, it's a community-wide effort, and City Rescue Mission has on the front end worked on that. And, you know, we can certainly get homeless people, homeless folks that want to be in shelter, into shelter. And we just want everybody in Jacksonville to be safe and to be taken care of. And while we are encouraging people to bring food, water, bedding, anything that they have to shelters, to be clear, if you don't have that stuff, we're going to take care of you. We will take care of you. I don't want anyone to think that they won't be taken care of if they don't have their own means.
Okay, thanks so much. I appreciate you giving us a call.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
Be safe.